are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marianne writes, Dr. Dahlia, I was just diagnosed with breast cancer. The nurse called me from the doctor's office. I can't make an appointment with the doctor until after January 2nd. Please help. And she goes on, giving me the doctor's information, wants me to get the diagnosis of what type of breast cancer. My gosh, it must be really scary out there for you guys. I'm so sorry. I mean, wow. And, I got to admit, as a doctor, I don't think I would ever do that for cancer. But, I have to admit, somebody's cholesterol will be high, right? And so I'll have the nurse call you. I can't call everybody, about their cholesterol. And I wish I could. It's an equally important diagnosis. People shouldn't underestimate the importance of high cholesterol, but I'll have the nurse call. And then, I don't go away over the holidays, unfortunately. I work. I don't, I just can't. I think doctors do have a right to take a vacation, but what do you do if you get a call like that? Of course you deserve you deserve some explanation. We just had a patient with skin cancer, and I like to do my show on Saturdays, but I decided to remove it today anyway because it's not like my show is that good. You guys aren't going to be able to tell if I took out a skin cancer before I got on air or not. But I just know for me, I wouldn't want to wait. And it wasn't bad. It was a squamous carcinoma in situ, but still something that I don't think should want to wait a week to have removed. So you get a call that you have breast cancer or any sort of cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, and you need to follow up, but you can't follow up till after the holidays, I think you have a right to get a little bit more information. One of the first questions you should ask is, is this something that can wait? You're telling me I have cancer. We're looking at, 2 weeks. Is this an aggressive cancer? Can you even tell? And many times, we come to find out that things that have been found are something that's slow growing. So, with many types of illnesses, we could wait a couple weeks. For others' illnesses, we can't, whether it's pneumonia, flu. No, I wouldn't wait a couple weeks. Can we blame this on Obamacare? We'd probably like to blame it on Obamacare, but no. This is the holiday time. And many of you now are trying to use up your deductible. It's a very stressful time, especially in my office right now, because a lot of you have big, nasty, huge deductibles January 1st, or you're losing your insurance January 1st. So you only have 2 weeks to get everything I asked you to do all year long done. I'm feeling the same pressure. I have a $2,500 deductible that I think we've almost met, and then starting next year, I'll have a $6,500 deductible. I'm stressed. You can tell. Can't you tell? It's stressful. So we're all kind of stressed. So my suggestion would be, number one is, whenever you get a call like that, ask if the doctor could talk to you. Okay? Number two is, go in there that day or the next day to get a copy of those records. Because then at least, if you do send me the information, I can at least take a look at it, etc. All right, or you could, if you have another doctor you see, like a gynecologist, etc., you could at least bounce it off of them while you're waiting for your doctor to get back into town. And remember, doctors are allowed vacation, people. They are. I understand this seems kind of cold. Somebody has cancer, and I find it very odd that that would happen. Usually the doctor will bring you in, but I also understand some people go away and we're kind of coming in, we're at that 2 week mark. So go there and actually get the results so you could take a look at them. And then you could always run them by me. Obviously, I'm not going away. So I can at least give you some advice on how to approach this with your doctor and ask if you could talk to your doctor. Tell them you're scared. You're coming into Christmas. You're coming into New Year's and you're being told that you have something that, is life threatening. Horrible news. But, unfortunately for Marianne and unfortunately for a lot of you, that's happening now. And I'm sorry it's happening. Whatever I can do to help, but make sure you demand communication with your doctor's office. You're allowed that. Even though doctors are allowed to, you know, go out of town, most doctors will have somebody else covering, or they will themselves be available. And if they themselves are available, they can at least forward to the office manager or their nurse what to tell you in the meantime. But don't feel like you're being abandoned by any means, because you're not. It's one of those things where people go out of town. Now, in the meantime, I want to tell you guys to get your acts together right now when it comes to your blood pressure medicine, your diabetes medicine, your cholesterol medication, your pain pills, your Anusol suppositories, anything you think you're going to need, okay, going away for Christmas, going on vacation, flying, driving, etc. Don't wait till you get back if you think you're going to, you know, have just enough pills. Expect that your medical provider is not going to be available until January, just to be, and call, you know, and go, look, you know, can I make an appointment for December 26th? You know, another thing that one of my listeners told me last year was her doctor seems to always get sick during this time of year. So she'll have an appointment and it'll usually get canceled. Now, that's something that we need to quickly talk about. Many doctors are open over the holidays, right? Like New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, etc. All right, maybe they're open a half day, etc. Sometimes if it's really slow, the staff tells the doctor, come on, let's get out early. All right, and so then you may have to have your appointment kind of bumped. I mean, maybe be careful for that Christmas Eve appointment or that New Year's Eve appointment if you don't mind, okay? Because that would stink. All right, got a lot to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Really, do we got to talk about vegetables? You know how an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, now they're trying to say the same for Brussels sprouts. A daily helping, not just one Brussels sprout. You're going to have to eat the whole damn helping. Brussels sprouts apparently could be enough of your vitamin input, RDA, that you need. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how, you know how that short people may be considered, short stature may be considered a risk factor for heart disease? Well, now they're saying tall people are less likely to have a heart attack, because their arteries don't seem to get as much buildup as short people. So you see, the science is backing me up on this one. So we're going to talk about how tall people may have less heart disease. Those women that lose their sex drive during while taking antidepressants, if they exercise, it may get them in the mood. So we got a lot to talk about today. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Out of here.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1227.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1272.15, 636.08 for a half ounce, or 318.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 1272.15, 636.08, and 318.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to the team at GCN that makes the show happen on this live broadcast coast to coast. You'd think at this time I could actually say that without fumbling over my words. Big thanks to Dan, Don, Nathan, Brad, got a whole team of men. I love it. Oh, boy. All right. You know, these energy-efficient light bulbs are back in the news. They're now saying that these light bulbs can actually trigger migraines. For those of us that wonder why the hell we're getting these headaches, maybe it's our newer compact fluorescents, our CFLs, or our LED bulbs. I don't know. Now, remember how I was blaming that for our insomnia? Right? A lot of times we have all these lights around us at about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and then we decide to switch off the light switch, jump into bed, and then we're shocked that we can't fall asleep. So one researcher had suggested that maybe to get our melatonin kicking in, maybe what we need to do is shut the lights out. Shut the lights when it's nighttime, you know, like regular nightfall, and do what the colonial people used to do, pioneers used to do, just, you know, I don't know, be by the light, by the silvery moon, just be out there with the fire and, I don't know, not be inundated with all these bulbs and megapixels and computer imagery, etc. It may help us sleep. Well, I dig that. It makes a lot of sense to me. I just think the brain is not wired to be bombarded with that kind of stimuli all the time. Well, I understand that this CFL, the fluorescent light bulbs, that we have these compact fluorescents, they're supposed to save energy, and I think that's cool. I really dig the whole energy saving type of thing. All right, and then what about the UV light? Remember there was I think it was a couple of years ago where they talked about that this could actually cause cancer. And we were like, well, why would we use these then expensive new light bulbs if they cause cancer? Now, they say right now, according to Fox News, current fluorescent light bulbs have the small tube of liquid mercury. When the light is turned on, the electricity changes some of that mercury into gas. The vapor then emits invisible UV light. That gets absorbed by the bulb's phosphor coating. The coating re-emits the UV rays as visible light, and it's supposed to shield your skin from harm. They say this UV light is similar to the wavelengths found in natural sunlight, so we don't want more. All right, but they think that these UV light emissions in the new bulbs could possibly have a problem in their coating. If they have a problem in their coating with these new bulbs, we're getting UV light. Now, in 2012, this might have been the study we talked about, from Stony Brook University, found that these, you know, twisty CFL bulbs that we're being told to use that are a lot more expensive, that also use mercury, will leak more UV light than the regular traditional fluorescent bulbs. So if there's cracks in the phosphor coating, or if, I don't know, whoever designed these bulbs was so worried about saving energy that they forgot to look at the whole UV light aspect of it, then we could be, unfortunately, getting more UV radiation. And if these CFL bulbs are causing damage to healthy human skin, then I don't really see a market for these types of bulbs. Now, again, I'm not a light bulb expert. I know that's kind of a shock. I don't even know what you would call them, a light bulbologist. But I have to say, I have noticed the migraines. They said they have found that these CFL light bulbs do trigger potential migraines. And for any of you that have ever had a migraine, you don't want any sort of, shall we say, trigger at all, okay? Whether it's chocolate, whether it's wine, whether it's your mother-in-law, you don't want any of that. And then, you know when those light bulbs flicker? My kid has one of his light bulbs out in his room, and I don't know where the ladder is, right? So I just wait for Daddy to fix it. When Daddy, you know, has to fix something, he takes forever to get it done. And that flickering, I get so nervous that we'll get a seizure or something. I'm really freaked out by it. So I just leave the lights off and I have him do his homework somewhere else. He doesn't really do homework anyway. He's doing his plate on the computer, so he doesn't care. But, just don't underestimate what is around you. Now, I'm not saying we need to freak out about everything around us, okay? I mean, you know, there are things around us that are supposed to be there. For example, a television set, a computer, a smartphone. These are things that we're going to need. Whether we think they cause cancer or migraines or insomnia or not, I think we've all agreed it's worth it. We really, really dig our television sets and our computers and our smartphones. But just stop for a second and realize what your body is getting bombarded with. Now, unfortunately, for those of us that suffer from migraines, what do? We shut out the light. We tell the kids to leave. We unhook the phone. We shut off our phone, put it on vibrate, and we say, everybody leave us alone. Maybe that's what we need to do before the migraine comes on. Did you ever think about that? If we had the lights off before the migraine even came on, if we told the kids to go to grandma's, if we unplugged our phones, maybe the migraines wouldn't be, you know, always triggered. So it's something to think about. In terms of light bulbs, again, I'm not a light bulbologist, but just, you know, those little squirrely light bulbs, I dig it. If they save energy, I think that's cool. But just keep in mind there could be radiation. You know, one thing I'm kind of watching really closely are the gel nails that women get. Right, because you need to cook your nails in the UV light in between the coats, and we're kind of concerned about the extra UV radiation. I have to get my nails done because after years and years of hand washing and hand sanitizer, my nails are kind of thin. So many of you know that I have silk wrap on my nails. It's a little bit more expensive than the acrylic, not that anybody really cares, but I do that because I think it's safer for my nails. Well, a lot of you are going to the gels because you think that's even safer for your nails even more. more so. Because if it's the gels, you don't have to deal with the glue like you have to do with the silk wrap. You don't have to deal with the acrylic type chemicals. But remember, you got to cook the nails into the UV light. Now, yes, we do need some UV exposure. We do need some sunlight. But I just don't like the idea of the quote-unquote baking. So if you could get your gels done without the baking, and it may take a little longer, I would suggest to do that, because the less UV exposure from artificial lights, I think, the better. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Bisexual women have more health problems than people of any other sexual orientation. This is being reported by Norwegian researchers. They say bisexual men and women are much less likely than gay men and women to be open about their sexuality with their work colleagues. This could in turn be stressful. Hence, they end up not, cortisol rising. There's a whole variety of issues that could be causing this. But this is being reported by Mail Online. They say compared to heterosexual people, bisexual men and homosexual people, bisexual women have more health problems, mental health problems, poor general health, and more STDs than bisexual men, homosexual people, and heterosexual people. All right? But they say their quality of life has improved. So I guess if you have a choice between man and woman, your quality of life improves. But your physical health and your mental health may be more at risk. The research was commissioned by the Norwegian Directorate of Children, Youth, and Family Affairs. So I guess the previous study came out in 1999. Back in 1999, they said the quality of life of gay and bisexual people was worse. All right, now the quality of life has improved. So what do you do? I don't know. Do the same thing I tell everybody to do. Get your cholesterol checked. You know, get your diabetes checked. Get yourself checked for STDs. I have to admit, the biggest group of STD patients are your ones that do the menage a trois. So I would probably suggest, and I think that's kind of self-explanatory, right? Because most people are not showering in between. I really don't know how the choreography goes. I'm sure there's some sort of choreography, but my guess is within that choreography, nobody's stopping to take a shower or to use a wet wipe to clean in between. Now, that could help. I mean, you know, listen, a lot of you guys do some weird stuff during sex. Why not include a wet wipe? Now, you got to be careful with some of these wet wipes, because some of them have perfumes. And if you're already irritated in those, I'm not joking. If you're already irritated in those areas, some of those wetty, like nappy naps, what did we used to call them? Nappy naps for the kids? Wet naps, baby wipes. You could use a baby wipe. Just something. No, the baby wipe isn't germicidal, but I mean, it's something, because I don't know, any of those group sex interactions, from what I hear, could get pretty dirty. 78% of bisexual men and 68% of bisexual women do not reveal their sexual orientation to their colleagues. Well, we talked about that. People who are bisexual don't think they're gay. They it's not really an issue. It's interesting. There's a teenage girl that comes in to see me, and her parents are concerned because she has a relationship with another woman. All right. And she said, you know, her parents had asked her, you know, when did she realize she was gay? No, people don't think that way. They fall in love, and they fall in love, or they are attracted to who they're attracted to. And maybe we need to stop using these terms, gay, straight, bi. Maybe we'll kind of get more information. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. 704 food or log on to freezedryguide.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguide.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know a lot of you are running around trying to get your Christmas shopping done. Usually I like to give you guys some great ideas on Christmas shopping. We'll try to fit those in later today. I know my show is only another half an hour, so I know that's really not, I can't really say later today. Don't you love it where radio hosts act like all they do is be on the radio for you? Like, their whole day is revolved around doing the radio show. I gotta be honest with you guys. When I first went on air, remember, I only had a one-hour show on Saturdays at KDWN. Well, at first I was at KLAV. So I had a one-hour show. I would be prepping for that show 2 hours a night. So for 6.5 days, I would be prepping. I was so nervous. You know, you guys giving me an opportunity to broadcast. I know many of you are like, what the hell is she doing on the air? But still, you know, I would. Yeah. Now, okay, mind you, I prep 3 hours a day, but I do a show 6 days a week now, Monday through Friday. 2 to 3 hours every day, depending on, you know, what happens at the office and with flu season, things being kind of crazy. I, you know, have not been able to broadcast as often as I want. But I got to tell you, man, it's, you know, I still do. I still get nervous before I get on air. You know, I still make sure my teeth are clean. I still make sure my breath is good. I do not like to do a show with bad breath. Okay? I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahl, you sure see patients with bad breath. We don't need to go there. Okay? Nobody needs to know about that. If I forget a piece of gum when I examine you, I'm sorry. That's why I wear a mask, by the way. I wear a mask so you guys don't smell my breath, okay, if it's bad. But I always have a breath mint. I make sure my makeup is semi-good. I need to have food out of my teeth. It's very hard to talk with, you know, food in your teeth. And I do do some prep work. And I wear a bra. I know a lot of you don't think I wear a bra. You think you could hear the puppies. No, no, I do. I wear a bra. So I just want you guys to know that I do have a huge work ethic. And I do take a lot of pride in what I do. And I do appreciate that you guys listen to me. So, especially since I know you guys have so many other choices out there. By the way, we got a huge thumbs up from iHeartRadio. We are hoping the iHeart launch happens sooner than later. I know this has been a long time coming. We're really, really excited to join the iHeart team. But a couple of the VPs had a conference with me, and they didn't think the show stunk. So that's a real great sign, and thanks to you guys for making that happen. Tall people. Are tall people less likely to have a heart attack? Now, I know some of you are going, well, wait a second, what about giantism? People who have giantism, don't they have issues with the heart? They can. People with growth hormone could have cardiomyopathies. High growth hormone could lead to acromegaly, giantism, you know, giantism. Okay, if I pronounced that correctly, I apologize. But, you know, the one thing we have noticed is people of short stature, all right, seem to be more prone to heart disease. We've talked about that, right? And we've talked about how taller people may be more prone to cancer. Why? Because the average liver, right, or the colon or prostate or breast, if it's a bigger organ, you'll be more at risk. Just like women with denser breasts, if you've been told that your breasts are very, very dense, and bigger-breasted women, more chance of having breast cancer because there's more tissue than smaller-breasted women. I think there was a study that came out earlier this week that if you're a C cup or a D cup, you're more at risk than an A cup. All right, we used to think breast size really didn't matter. Okay, you know, I remember going to medical school, you know, while people were making fun of me and my breast size. You know, the conversation had come up, you know, the less breasts, you know, the more your body conserves them and protects them against cancer. No. The more tissue you have, the more, I guess, increased chance of something happening to it. Okay, you know, it's, for those of us that live in Las Vegas, we understand the odds, right? If you have more money to gamble with, you may technically have more of a shot to win, but you also have a shot to lose, right? Okay. So, new research reveals that height could be good for your health because it could cut the risk of having a buildup of plaque, which can trigger heart attacks. And what they did is they did CAT scans, and they showed that there could be 30% less plaque buildup in the tallest men and women, suggesting they're at lower risk for heart disease. Michael Miadema, a research cardiologist from the Minneapolis Heart Institute Foundation, or better known as MHFA, carried out research involving 2,700 people from the Family Heart Study. All right, they used CT scans, and they looked at the coronary artery calcium, which is a direct marker of the plaque in the arteries that kind of feed the heart. And they found that the coronary artery calcium is a strong predictor of future heart attacks, with nearly a tenfold increase in your risk of having heart disease. Taller people had less of the plaque, therefore lower heart disease, about 30% less chance. Now, again, this is just one study. It's being reported by Daily Mail, but really cool nonetheless. Now, a previous study showed that over 3 million people found that short adults were 1.5 times more likely to develop cardiovascular heart disease and die than tall people. So, and short men were one-third more likely to die from any cause of any given time period. Now, the reason why I cannot stand reporting something like this is, what the hell are you guys supposed to do? I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're either tall or you're short or you're average height. This isn't anything you could fix. I, you know, I would rather report on something that, you know, where we could do so. I don't like to just sit and complain. You know, if you notice, I haven't really talked about Obamacare much because I really think there's absolutely nothing we could do. So I don't want to just sit here and gripe. I'm not in that kind of a mood today. I feel like doing. I feel like fixing. Well, so something like Obamacare, which is an absolute cluster with a capital F, you know, with that, we just, there's nothing we could do. We just, you know, and same thing with this. You know, your height is determined after puberty. That's the height you're going to be, and you'll only go down. You'll only become shorter because your discs in your back, you guys have noticed many of you have lost a half an inch, right, to an inch. It's because the discs in your back start to lose some of their turgor. They start to desiccate, dry out, flatten. I used to be 5'6", now I'm 5'5.5", and that kind of blows. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope it didn't blow a disc. All right, Brussels sprouts. Ugh, my worst vegetable, please. Please, a daily helping of Brussels sprouts could give you 5 of the 6 servings you are required to have a day with vegetables. Remember, it used to be 4-4-3-2, the Mulligan Stew song? Well, now they're saying we need about 6 vegetables a day and 6 fruit servings a day. And I guess Brussels sprouts are really packed. My mom eats it, and it stinks up the house when she eats them. I can't stand it. Anyway, most people eat very little vegetables. You know, you'll order maybe a Big Mac and the iceberg lettuce shavings on the Big Mac you guys consider is supposed to be, I guess, your vegetable for the day. No, that doesn't count. A lot of you put ketchup on your burger and you think the ketchup counts. What was it during Ronald Reagan years? Remember they were talking about all 4 food groups being on a Big Mac or on a pizza? You could get all 4 food groups. Again, tomato sauce is healthy, but make sure it's not full of sugar. I don't mind tomato sauce. I mean, real good tomato sauce. So, what do you have in Brussels sprouts? We got folic acid. That folate is crucial, and it prevents anemia. It's extremely important, especially if you're pregnant. So you need that. I believe there's also some vitamin D in that, other vitamin Bs. Now, peas. Some of you have asked about peas. I really don't know. Peas are probably worse than Brussels sprouts. They are so disgusting. I cannot eat a pea. That's almost as bad as a bean. You know what it is? It's the texture. It's so mushy. Oh, ugh, I want crisp. I want to hear the food in my mouth like chocolate. Oh, by the way, speaking of chocolate, I've gotten to the point on Candy Crush. I think I'm at level 50 where these pieces of chocolate come up while you're playing the game. I am a flippin' idiot to be playing something like that while I'm trying to lose weight and not think about chocolate. But you guys know what I'm talking about? These big, square, angular polygonal pieces of chocolate are coming up on my screen. Blows your mind. I gotta tell you, the Candy Crush people are smart. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right. Whew. I think I'm getting sick. Man, you know how your nose starts to burn on the inside, and you're like, please let it not be a sinus infection. I don't need to pick my nose. I feel like there's both sides are kind of burning, and I really better not be getting sick. I just got too much to do. But, you know, when is a good time to get sick? What, January? No. February? No. So I guess a lot of you guys are probably feeling like, man, if Dr. Dahlia's getting sick, I think we're all getting sick. No, or you're getting sick of Dr. Dahlia. That happens too. All right, just remember, bone up on your sleep, bone up on your nutrition, your vitamins, etc. Don't stress over getting sick. This is when coughs and colds and pink eye and ear infection and diarrhea and spit and vomit and droplet transmission and oral fecal transmission and all sorts of stuff fly around the air. And as you're going shopping, just, you know that you gotta, you know, knock it out of the ballpark. And, you know, getting a cold every once in a while, I think, is actually healthy for you. It boosts your immune system. But, again, don't stick your face into certain areas because, again, oral fecal transmission is probably one of the worst. Apparently, there's a huge norovirus outbreak in Minnesota going on right now near where my the GCN headquarters are, and I really don't want any of those guys getting the norovirus, because that's nausea, vomiting. And apparently there was a banquet dinner, I think, for football players, and I think, I don't know, 76 people have gotten sick, vomiting and diarrhea all over the place. And I just heard one of my friends, he's going through that too. So, no, he's not trying to get out of going to dinner with us. He just, you know, has diarrhea. It just happens. Okay, now, sorry, I was chewing gum. I have to take my gum out of my mouth. Apparently my boss doesn't like me chewing gum while I'm on air. Again, want a nice minty breath. See, smell my breath. Isn't it minty? See, it's minty. All right, longer maternity leave will lower your risk of postpartum depression. Apparently, 13% of new moms will have postpartum depression, crying, irritability. Postpartum psychosis is where we really get concerned about them hurting themselves or the child, having some sort of psychotic episode that could possibly cause them to be delirious, not think clearly. But postpartum depression happens a lot to women, postpartum blues, etc. I was very lucky. I never got this because I think my husband made sure I got to sleep. I actually went to work very quickly. I mean, I think one of the reasons why I probably didn't get postpartum depression is I only got 2 weeks of maternity leave when I was in training, so I got 2 weeks maternity leave, and then I that was paid maternity leave. I suppose I could have just taken unpaid leave, but you know, it's hard to support yourself on $1.60 an hour as it is. And then with my other son, I went to work after 3 days. I know I'm a real bad mom, but we had a little nursery at the office for him. So I was able to hang out with him. I was still able to change his poopa diapers. Yeah, you know, cause you always want to change the poopa diapers, right? You know, until they're like 5 days old. And then you're like, you know what? Never mind. You know, cause, you know, newborn's poopoo is kind of, yellowish. Right? They kind of, well, first it's dark, right? And then it gets yellowish, and it's not very stinky. A newborn's poo-poo isn't really that stinky. Right? And then all of a sudden, it starts to get brown again and pebbly, and they propel projectile-y across the room. Then it becomes an issue. Anyway, they say if women have to go back to work within the first few months, they are still adjusting physically and mentally to the round-the-clock, you know, round-the-clock care of infant care. So according to the Journal of Health Politics, Policy, and Law, when they looked at the maternal postpartum health study, they followed 800 women in their first postpartum year, and they found a direct relationship between length of maternity leave and the risk of postpartum depression. At 6 weeks, 12 weeks, and 6 months, women who were on maternity leave had significantly lower postpartum depression scores compared to those who had to go back to work. So, this is important, people. All right. If you think you are at risk for postpartum depression, do not go back to work early. I will agree with that. Even if you think work is what you need. All right. And make sure you have a very close relationship with your doctor so they can watch you, because it's really, really hard, you know, to fight this on your own. Even though most of the time by 6 months it reverts, still you can have depression throughout the first year. Okay? They say in the United States, most women, according to Fox News, are back to work 3 months after giving birth, many within only a few weeks. So, I get that, you know. I mean, I understand that employers, I think, can give 12 weeks of unpaid leave granted to the FMLA. I mean, you know, how I look at it is if it's unpaid leave, your employer should let you leave. Okay, I can understand why employers have a tough time paying for you to not be there. I get that. All right? But, I mean, if you're not being paid, I really don't see why employers force you to come back. You know, I mean, we have a pregnant employee. I told her to take 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. I don't care. We've already, she knows how many weeks she's getting paid for. If she needs longer than that, if she doesn't want to return, you know, till June, I'm fine with that. You know, I mean, you know, whatever they need. And remember, I mean, you know, this is your baby. But I get it. I had to work. I couldn't be off that long. Okay, so I definitely get it. All right, well, it's Christmas time. Yeehaw, love it. My favorite, all-time favorite time of year. Now, I know a lot of you guys have Jewish friends. You gave the Jewish friends their Hanukkah presents, so you think, okay, you're done there. No, man, it hasn't even started. Most of us have more Christian friends than Jewish friends. Take it from me as a Jew. More of my friends are Christian than Jewish. You just do. So the spending still has to happen. So what do you do? We're still in a recession, depression. I don't care what they say in Washington. A lot of us are still hurting. What do you do to make the present stick? I tell you, I can't stand it. This has happened even with family members and extended family members. You give a gift and you see it still sitting there in the box a year later. That blows, especially since you spent that kind of money. So, of course, one of the easiest things you can do are the gift certificates. Okay, and the big misconception is that the gift certificate has to be of a lot of money. No, it doesn't. Because think about it. If you want to spend about $50, so you decide to go into a department store and you spend, let's say, $39.99 plus then the wrapping paper plus the tax, you're already at $50. Yet, if it's something that they don't want, think, if you gave them a $25 gift certificate, I bet they could use that a hell of a lot more and then appreciate it more. And remember, you could always fancy up some of these little gift certificates. Like I told you, you could make like a movie basket. You go to the movies and you buy a couple free movie passes, right? That could be about, what, $20, you know, buy the matinee, of course. buy the matinee kid, right? Then you throw some popcorn in there. You throw some goodies in there. You know, some cute pictures, some chocolates. You just made a real cool gift, and they like it because it's something they could use after Christmas. Same thing, we talk about cooking baskets, cooking bags, throw a whole bunch of, like, you know, little recipe stuff, cooking utensils, spices. You could do something like that easily under $25. One of the stocking stuffers, we do blue stockings for Hanukkah in my house. So on my husband's blue stocking, we put a lot of fishing stuff in there. So we had the little bait, fly fishing stuff. That's always cool to do. For my kids and their stocking stuffers, I got them a kid compass and a kid binoculars. They loved it. And then threw some candy in there and a toothbrush. I always use so I gave them a toothbrush too. They didn't know what to do with toothbrush. And then there's this jelly that makes farting sounds. They love that. I put that in there too. So they love their stockings. Dressing these gift certificates up are really easy to do, and your gift will probably, stand out longer. Now, if you have if there's somebody that really likes wine, you know, I mean, you could probably get away with that. Well, how do you fancy up a bottle of wine? Again, throw it in a basket. Throw some goodies in there. Now, I understand there's a lot of companies out there that make a crap load of money doing baskets this time of year. But I also understand that these baskets are really overpriced. Okay? Being a doctor, everybody sends you baskets, and they're beautiful. I really appreciate it. They're really, really cool. All right? But when you go and spend the money on a basket, you could very easily be spending $150. Okay? You know, the chocolate-dipped fruit. You know how expensive it is when you buy at some of these companies that do the chocolate-dipped fruit? Well, if you know how to do it on your own, then do that. I mean, it's got to be easy to melt some chocolate and stick a piece of fruit in there. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm a doctor. No chocolate. Eat healthy. Brussels sprouts. Give them Brussels sprouts. Lord have mercy. All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you again Monday. Don't go. Go away. Go shopping, but be safe. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.